The wife of a dead Islamic State fighter has voiced rare criticism of the terror group's leaders. The woman, who calls herself Al-Muhajira, posted a letter online. In the letter, she complained about the treatment of widows and families of dead fighters. The letter has been shared widely on pro-Islamic State social media sites. Public criticism of Islamic State leaders is rare. Critics face severe punishment, including beatings, torture, and execution. The letter is titled "A Reminder to the Leaders of the Islamic State." It was first posted on January 27th on justpaste.it, says the Middle East Media Research Institute, or MEMRI. The Washington-based group monitors jihadist online activity. Anat Agran is a researcher at MEMRI. She says that such criticism is, quote, almost never found in such a widely circulated document. In the past, IS members have publicly criticized aspects of life in the Islamic State. However, normally such posts were swiftly deleted. Some men who have left the terror group also have recently criticized the poor treatment of widows of IS fighters. The men talked with researchers from the U.S.-based International Center for the Study of Violent Extremism. They discussed how widows were forced to marry other fighters soon after their husbands had been killed in battle. The men's statements were published in the journal Perspectives on Terrorism in December. The article said the Islamic State leaders were not following the normal Sharia practice of having a woman wait before remarrying. The 4-month, 10-day waiting period ensures that the woman is not pregnant by her former husband. The Sharia practice, called idah, is considered a woman's right and allows her time to grieve. In her online letter, widow Al-Muhajira tells IS leaders, "Every wife of a martyr is under your care. Fear Allah in the way you cater for her needs. She is your responsibility, and all her needs now rest on your shoulder. This is your trust. She is under your care, so do not abandon her." Observers say women are used as a form of currency by the Islamic State. Foreign and Syrian male recruits are told they will be given wives, as well as homes and money. Observers say those promises can be a major reason for joining the Islamic State, especially for young men from poor communities in North Africa. I'm Ashley Thompson.